Habitat for Humanity's plan for bringing affordable units to Bath has moved another step closer to becoming a reality. At their meeting this week, Loyalist Township Council approved an affordable housing development agreement to donate a portion of land on Church Street in Bath to Habitat for Humanity. The township will be donating approximately half an acre of serviced and rezoned land to the organization, valued at an estimated $277,500, by using money the township received through the Housing Accelerator Fund. Staff look to propose mixed uses on the Church Street property, including affordable rental units owned and operated by Lennox and Addington County. The donated land is expected to be enough to accommodate one block of four townhomes, which could be built before the Housing Accelerator Fund's deadline in December of 2027, with another block of four townhomes to be built by 2030. Based on Habitat for Humanity's presentation at Council's November 25th meeting, staff's report noted the proposed development can be compatible and complementary to the other potential uses. Staff will also be issuing a preliminary expression of interest in January 2026 to gauge interest from other developers for portions of the land to be sold on the open market. According to staff's report, the potential housing projects proposed by both the county and Habitat for Humanity are in alignment with the township's strategic plan balanced growth objective to support more affordable and attainable local housing. These land donations towards the development of affordable housing would also advance two of the township's Housing Accelerator Fund initiatives included within their approved action plan. Councillor Paul Proderick showed his support for the project.
I would just say that this is a small piece of our strategic plan, and it's good to see the Habitat for Humanity project, and that hopefully students from our local high school will be involved in the building. We need not only homes, we need builders too.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.